Chapter 5 and Chapter 6. New words. Work. Verb. If something works, it does what you want. A drop. Noun and verb. A small amount of water or drink. A bar. Noun. A flat piece of something. Shrink. Shrank. Shrunk. Verb. Get smaller and smaller. Fur. Furry. Noun and adjective. Hair on an animal's body. A paw. Noun. An animal's foot. Chapter 5. Bruno Jenkins disappears. I was still in the hall with the witches, watching them through the screen. I knew that I must not move or make any noise, because then they would catch me. The Grand High Witch started speaking again, when suddenly one of the witches cried,
"Look at those mice! Grand High Witch, you're so clever! You're wonderful! You've turned two children into mice!"
I saw that two mice were running around the Grand High Witch's skirt. But these were not the Grand High Witch's mice. They were mine. I recognised my own little William and Mary. The Grand High Witch looked down at them, surprised. "Quiet!" she shouted to her witches. "I've never seen these mice before. They're not children. They're just normal mice. And I'm sure that a child in this hotel owns them."
"Where's the child?"
the other witches said.
"We'll eat it for breakfast."
"Be quiet!" shouted the Grand High Witch angrily. "The people at this hotel don't know that we're witches. So we must be careful."
"So how can we get rid of this horrible child?"
they asked.
"They're talking about me," I thought. "They're talking about how to kill me."
"This child is not important," said the Grand High Witch. "I'll find him later and turn him into a fish. Then eat him for dinner."
"Cut off his head!"
cried the witches.
"Cook him in hot butter!"
I was very frightened now. William and Mary were still running around near the Grand High Witch, and suddenly she kicked William really hard. She did the same to Mary. They both hit the wall, but then they quickly ran away. "Listen," the Grand High Witch continued. "I'm going to show you that the potion works. Yesterday, I put one drop of the potion in a bar of chocolate and gave it to a horrible, smelly boy in the hotel. I asked him, 'Was that nice? Do you want more?' He nodded, so I said, 'Come to the hall tomorrow at 3:30 and I'll give you 6 bars of chocolate. He'll be here soon.'" She was right. At that moment, somebody knocked on the doors and shouted,
"Here I am! Give me my chocolate!"
"Quick," cried the Grand High Witch. "The potion will work very soon. Put on your wigs. Put on your gloves. Put on your shoes." The witches quickly got ready, and the Grand High Witch put the mask back on. Suddenly, she became a pretty young woman again.
"Open the doors,"
she said. A witch opened the doors, and a boy walked in. Then the witch locked the doors behind him again.
"I'm happy to see you again,"
My dear boy, said the Grand High Witch in a kind voice. Your chocolate bars are here for you. I recognized the boy. He was called Bruno Jenkins, and he was staying at the hotel with his parents. His father had a big black moustache. I did not like Bruno. Every time that I saw him, he was eating cake or crisps or chocolate, and he kept saying,
My family is richer than yours. We have 3 cars.
But I felt sad for him now, standing in front of all those witches. Bruno looked around the hall and did not understand. He was not frightened, but he did not look comfortable.
I want my chocolate,
he said to the Grand High Witch. But she did not give him the chocolate bars.
It will work in 10 seconds, she cried to the witches. Watch!
What are you talking about?
Asked Bruno.
And where's my chocolate?
At that moment, the potion in yesterday's chocolate started to work. Bruno's body began changing. The Grand High Witch jumped up and down happily.
This horrible, smelly boy will very soon be a mouse, she cried.
Bruno was getting smaller. I could see him shrinking. He screamed. His clothes were disappearing, and brown fur was growing on his body. Suddenly, he had a tail, and then he had 4 feet. And then Bruno was not there anymore. He was just a small brown mouse.
That's wonderful! Well done!
Shouted the witches. The Grand High Witch took a mouse trap from her dress and put it on the floor.
Where is he?
She cried angrily.
Oh no, I thought. I don't want to see this.
But I did not need to worry, because Bruno the mouse was already running away. The Grand High Witch said,
He's gone.
But it doesn't matter. Now, everyone sit down and listen.